song, you know, again, I wrote in my bedroom studio. I found this little sample of like a really obscure Motown record, and it, you know, I used like 1 second of this little loop, and it just sparked this groove for me that sort of, you know, I built on and built on and really lived in for, you know, a couple months. I would just work on it a little bit every day, you know, maybe add a bass line one day and then kind of reflect on that, add some drums the next day, and I just really let it like live for quite a while. And then there was one day where I came down and I was like, you know, the song just needs to go somewhere else, because it felt a little bit stuck in one place, and I was like, it could have this other world. And I came up with the line, I just wanted you to watch me dissolve slowly in a pool full of your love.
Right.
And I, you know, I changed because the song was kind of riding on this sort of funk soul groove just on one chord, and I changed up all the chords so it kind of flips. The feeling almost flips from minor to major for the chorus.
Right.
And so you get this incredible lifting feeling when the chorus hits.
Yes. Yeah.
And once that happened, I knew I had something.
Cool. Now, I watched the video for Dissolve, which is really fun to watch, in the swimming pool with the women, synchronized swimmers. Obviously the word pool was in the song Dissolve, but how did you come up with the idea for this nice video?
Well, I'm glad you like it. That was my brainchild. I knew I was finally going to get to make a music video for Dissolve. This is going to sound so stupid, but I had a rare day off where I was literally sitting by a pool, and it was the perfect place to be because I started imagining kind of like the song embodied by a sort of a lifeguard that was sad about unrequited love, essentially.
Right.
And I kind of started storyboarding that out, and I really quickly came to that I thought it would be really cool to use synchronized swimmers, and it also felt very extravagant to me, which was something I had never gotten to do, something so over the top, I guess.
Right. I mean, is there like an easy way to find out how to cast synchronized swimmers, or is there like a place you go to?
Yeah, there's basically, if you see synchronized swimmers in a music video, at this point, it's pretty much always the same people, I think.
Okay.
Which is really funny. The Aqua Lilies in L.A. specialize in kind of, they do a lot of commercials and music videos, and anytime I see a music video that has synchronized swimmers, I check, and it's almost always them.